Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
But I want to thank Chris for holding down the fort while I was gone. But today we got a special guest. We got this dynamic young woman who is the CEO of Core Studios, who will get the job done. And she's turning your passions and dreams into a brand. You know, in her beautiful new office location, she is ready and willing to help you become a boss, whether male or female. And with all that being said, I want to say hi to my co-hosts. How y'all doing, Mark and Chris?
Hello, I'm good.
Hello, hello, global listeners.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, Corey.
Hi, Corey.
We were coming right to you, but you just jumped the gun, but that's okay. And since you jumped out there, Mark, go ahead and ask your question first.
Yeah, Corey. First of all, I love how you call yourself the CEO of Core Studios instead of CEO, the CEO. I like that. And first of all, and happy belated birthday to you, and congratulations that you opened your new offices on your birthday in Columbia. So that's wild.
It was the day after, but yeah.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Good
deal. Well, I think
I was
it's
still celebrating, though.
I bet you were. Now, you've been helping entrepreneurs build their brand since 2011. How have you achieved that, and what is your core mission statement for your company?
I started branding in 2011. I was in college at the time, and I got an opportunity by one of my roommates to actually be a shampoo girl for a natural hair salon. And so my passion had always been hair, so that was like a golden opportunity, so I did that. And one day the owner was asking, did someone know how to make a flyer? And so I had taught myself how to do that when I was in middle school after watching the teachers do PowerPoint. So long story short, I made the flyer, and she pretty much took me from behind the chair to behind the desk, and she asked me to help her with marketing and graphic design. So I made so many things for her. And so I just started, at the time I was about to embark on actually selling hair extensions. And so in the process of doing that, I did all of my, the very first set of graphics that I did on my own. And so I just kept teaching myself. I'm a visual learner. And then I was in school for communications at the time and had taken a marketing class and some other digital media classes. And so I just kept at it, just kept practicing. So my mentor that lives across the street from my mom, she told me to help her build her rebrand her business, which had been in business since for 32 years. And so she allowed me the opportunity to basically do all of her graphic design, anything that she needed done digitally. She would take me with her on different meetings and things like that so that I could learn the logistics of everything. And then from there, she would refer me to people. And then maybe in 2015, I had taken a break from maybe 2012 to 2013. To kind of figure out my life. I was going through some things. And then in 2015, I told her that I wanted to create Core Studios. And so a lawyer by the name of Teddy Reese came in her office that day, and he said, well, tell me something about your company. And I said, well, I want to help different businesses do all of their graphic design and branding. And he was like, okay, so what makes you different than everybody else that does it? And he just kept drilling me and drilling me and drilling me, and I could not answer all of those questions. And my godmom said, you got to go back to the drawing board. And from that point on up until last October 28th, I made a decision, and I did a photo shoot. And that was, like, my first push for myself to get Core Studios the way that I had envisioned it to be. And so that's how the rebrand for me started as well. And so this year I knew I wanted an office space. I had looked at several, and this one was just perfect. It wasn't too big, it wasn't too small, and I just felt like I had to do something for me. So I challenged myself. I was like, I don't care what it takes. I'm not going to stress about money. I'm not going to stress about how I'm going to make this work. I'm going to do my best to service clients and build my brand at the same time for a better experience. And that's what I did. And so I picked November 15th just because that Saturday was the 16th. And I thought that was super dope after I thought about it for a while, that my birthday, I was turning 28. And so that was my birthday gift to myself to prove that I am actually capable of running a business that is basically doing what I'm doing right now, which is telling a story and telling a story about whatever you're passionate about and making money while you do that. So that's how Core Studios got started. And my mission statement is to empower entrepreneurs and small businesses with the tools that they need to turn leads into lucrative income and give them empowerment to master their hustle. So for me, I'm mastering the hustle. Takes a while to get there, but it's pretty dope that you can, you know, impact people's lives through helping them build their brands, helping them tell their stories.
Well, right, so
that's
now,
about it.
Okay, well, I see, Chris, you got a question?
yeah, Corey. My name is Chris Michael Ward. Congratulations on being a brand ambassador, but prior to that, what were some other jobs that you had?
My experience has always been in customer service. I've been customer service in healthcare. I've been customer service and a lead at a bank. I've always been an entrepreneur though. I've always had a hustle.
Oh,
always.
That's
so
awesome.
I was in school once I graduated in 2009, and then from there I worked, my very first job was Chuck E. Cheese, and then when I went to college, I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, and then I started working in a salon setting, and I kind of made that my job until I came back home in 2014.
Oh, so awesome.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Corey. Man, you're growing up so fast, darling. So what kind of things could you offer a new person coming through the door saying, I want you to create my brand? What do you offer them, and what's the general price range? I know everything is probably tailor-made to the individual, you know, and you could do it all. So what do you offer them coming through the door?
Yeah, definitely. So the first thing that I typically do, I have developed this super dope system that kind of asks you all the probing questions that I need to know to kind of know more about your business. I've been blessed to be able to work in a plethora of different people in different industries, which kind of gives me an advantage because most people, when they're developing their target audience, they're going for very specific interests and characteristics. Whereas for me, I'm looking when I assist people with building their brands, like I'm always looking for that company that's the underdog, or I'm always looking for that company that's different, that's something that may not be out there, or I see the potential because their story kind of aligns with what I've gone through to get to my goals and stuff. So I do a couple of questionnaires. We do some goal setting, generalized questions to get to know you and get to know what your mission is, what your vision is for your company. And then the next thing is just talking about your immediate needs. Some people come to me and they just need graphic design. They may need a logo. They may need a flyer, retractable banner, things like that. Then I have people that actually need everything together. They need to establish branding guidelines, which are basically the types of fonts that they want to use, the type of imagery that they want to use, what that looks like, what color scheme that they're going for, what kind of, based on their target audience, what appeals to their audience. So we establish that at first, and then after that, we start building from there. I typically try to go with the logo first once we establish a business name and secure the domain and things like that. I want to go with the logo first because I'm a visual person. So for me, once I see the logo, it kind of makes my ideas swirl about what direction we're going to go in, and that's how my ideas come. I'm a night owl, so a lot of times I'm up all night, and that's when my ideas come at the best times. So my
sounds like a plan. But on that note, Ms. Corey, we're going to take a little small break. Just stay with us, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. And yes, every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
All my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my global audience that's listening in 27 countries. And real quick, Mark, get with your question because we got a little bit of time on the clock.
Okay, yeah. So, Corey, now that you have your new digs for your business and you have a showroom and same-day graphics and tees available in-house, real-time, how has that helped you deliver the goods to your clients?
It has helped tremendously just because I like to be face-to-face whenever possible. and whenever my schedule permits. So I definitely appreciate being able, if I have to do a presentation, I can use my television that's in my showroom, or if I want to show something while I'm doing it on my computer, I can do so in my back office. So it's pretty cool to be able to see your ideas in real time. That was the purpose of getting the studio.
Wow. Very impressive.
Yeah, that is very impressive. You know, I know Miss Corey, and she's the ultimate female. So doing this, I mean, this is like her wheelhouse, man. She can play dress up all the time because now she's the boss lady. So, Chris, go ahead and ask your question because we're running out of time, baby.
Okay, well, I always ask the guests this for our listeners, but where can people find you on Facebook and on social media, Corey?
Definitely. So my Instagram is Core Studios Branding, and my personal Instagram is LaCorey Patrice, and my Facebook is Core Studios Branding Agency.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, you know, I just want to say thank you, Corey, for spending that time with us today. And once you've been here, you can always come back. So we appreciate you spending that time, especially on a Friday. So much love and success to your company. And y'all can say goodbye to our guests, and you stay strong. And I believe 2020 is going to be a great year for Core Studios.
Yeah.
Well,
anything
you want to say, Mark and Chris?
Thank you, Corey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, no problem. All right, y'all have a blessed weekend. Huh? I said thank you. Anytime you want to come back and advertise, just give me a phone call and we'll make it happen.
So everyone out there, it's a Friday evening. Be safe and have a happy holiday season.
Good night, John boy.
Good night, darling.